Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the 99% Local Podcast. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to the first five episodes, you need to do so. Please go subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or give it a listen on your computer, on SoundCloud or Spotify. This week's episode has to do with two filmmakers and an Indiegogo campaign. 5 Minutes is a short film being created by the team of Seth Scruggs and Zachary Vaughn, whom are both from right here in Middle Tennessee. Columbia, Tennessee, to be exact. Seth and Zachary are both film students at their colleges and will be leading a team of undergrad students from Tribeca Nazarene University in Nashville in making of this short film. But here's where they need your help. I already mentioned they plan to work primarily with students enrolled at a local university. They want this film to give on-set experience with the production and a taste of the real world. More financial backing will obviously allow them to give these students and other cast and crew more than just production experience. Seth and Zachary want to make 5 Minutes be the best it can be, and by reaching their funding goals, they can certainly do that. Join me for my conversation with Seth Scruggs and Zachary Vaughn, student filmmakers for the short film 5 Minutes. I'm here with Zachary Vaughn and Seth Scruggs. They are studying film in college. Zach's a student at Tribeca University in Nashville. Seth is a student at Belhaven University in Jackson, Mississippi. And we're here to talk about a short film that they're putting together called 5 Minutes. How are you guys doing?
We're good, Chris.
Doing great.
Good. So you guys, like I said, are college students, but you guys are originally from Columbia, Tennessee. Can you kind of walk me through how you guys got to know each other?
Yeah, so we just kind of grew up around each other, going to church together. And in middle school, we just got connected. We realized that we had a mutual love for Star Wars and movies and all sorts of other stuff like that. So we got connected doing that stuff and working and volunteering at the church, and that kind of grew into making videos together, which then grew into making full-fledged films together.
So like what kind of videos? Just short films then, or just, you know, anything?
Nothing that I would put on a resume.
Yeah.
just kind of, skits, things that we found really, really funny that no one else really did because they didn't get it, because they were inside jokes between us and just those kind of things, playing around, figuring out, you know, what cameras were and what characters were. And it's kind of one of those things that we didn't have any actors, so we were in all the videos and we were shooting them, and we're not actors. So it just, they're very just kind of silly YouTube video things.
Okay, cool. So what kind of, you know, sparked you guys to get into wanting to make videos and films? Was it Star Wars or?
Yeah. So my brother and I grew up playing with Legos, and one day we were just like, let's take pictures of the Legos and recreate Star Wars: A New Hope. And we did that, and we really liked it. So we did the rest of the movies, and we found out that Seth and his brother liked making movies too. And so we decided to get together and make some of our own stuff in real life.
Yeah. I started, there was someone that I met that showed me that like you could make videos on a computer, and that kind of blew my mind. I loved watching the behind the scenes features on movies. I grew up watching movies and stuff, and someone was like, yeah, you can just, if you have any camera and then you have a computer, you can put this together. And so that kind of blew my mind. And so it just from then on, it was like, okay, well, this is kind of what I want to do.
Well, awesome. So let's get right into it. So this movie, or this short film, I guess you would call it, is you've titled it 5 Minutes, and you guys are doing an Indiegogo campaign to raise money to do it. Your first goal, which I believe you have several goals, but your first one is $1,000. By the time this episode comes out, you have about a little less than 40 days or so. I think November 9th is what I saw as the deadline for that. So can you kind of talk about what the film's about, what the theme of the movie is?
Yeah. So 5 Minutes is about a girl who robs a diner to save her sister from their dad, who's holding her hostage. So basically, it starts with her coming up to the to the diner and her dad sends her in, and she goes in and she's just trying to get some money. And the trick is, eventually her dad calls her and says, "Hey, I want you to shoot the guy. We don't want any witnesses." And so she's trying to figure out the balance between saving her sister and, like, is it too far to hurt someone else to save your sister?
Yeah, really the theme of the film, and what I connected to when Zach first sent it to me in a rough draft, is just how far do you go for your family, and really connecting with your family there.
Okay, so it really sounds, it's, I guess you would call it kind of a drama thriller.
Yeah. Yes.
Or action,
something, yeah.
Yeah, so is that kind of the common theme that you guys typically put into your videos or your short films?
No, not necessarily. drama definitely. I lean very more towards kind of what makes people tick, and like how do people connect with each other. And this film kind of deals with that in a lot of ways. And then Zach's, I know, inclinations are a little bit different, if you would say.
Yeah, mine often have a tendency towards escapism, like they're trying to escape. One is a person's trying to escape a dark room and they don't know what's going on, and so they're trying to get out. Or somebody has an incessant ringing in their ears that they're trying to get rid of. So a lot of mine tend to be more psychologically focused and like escape focused.
Yeah, and I think you were referring to your short film Keyhole. I actually was checked that out today. I thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, awesome. So this Indiegogo campaign you're doing, you know, let's talk about the purpose of this, you know, how the money's going to be used, things like that.
Basically, we want to make sure we have everything we need, whether it's camera equipment, props, food for our cast and crew, making sure everybody's taken care of and we have everything we need. We want to make sure we treat our cast and crew as well as we can, and so we'd very much like to pay them for their time. Most of them, I guess all of them, have willingly volunteered, but we want to be able to do more than just accept their time and the final product as their payment.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we haven't figured out how to make movies for free yet. And so it remains a very expensive endeavor. And so trying to, even on a small scale like this one, just being able to provide everything that we need to make it the best product possible is really what we're going for.
Okay. Yeah. So I saw your goal was $1,000, and then it looked like that was basically just to make the film, right? So, what's the plan? Are you going to try to, if you get to that point, try to do some more campaigns to achieve the rest?
I think this is probably the only campaign we're going to do for it, but if we do hit our goal or surpass it, we're going to definitely put that money to good use. We're hoping to do posters and Blu-rays for our backers, and we'd love to be able to do that just as an added bonus. We also want to put it in the festival circuit, which is also very expensive, so we want to make sure we have enough to do that as well. But the first priority is making it and taking care of our cast and crew.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a question I have is, why should someone fund this film? And, you know, I know you're working primarily with students, actors, I believe, anyway. So can you tell us who's going to be in this?
Yeah, so we have one local actor named Anthony Blackburn. He's playing one of the characters who runs the diner. His name's Arthur. And then Abby Nickel is our other actress. She graduated from Tribeca, and she is playing Cassie, the lead character of the film. Both of them are local Middle Tennessee people, and we're really excited to get them involved. Really, most of the crew is from the area, so being able to get them involved, and there really isn't much of a film like industry in the Middle Tennessee area, and so
right.
being able to provide a place where like students can get their hands dirty and do stuff, and actors can get their face on film and, you know, something for their reel, and being able to kind of build that, you know, the most movie making that I think Columbia, Tennessee has seen is the Hannah Montana movie. And so being able to bring something new and fresh and original, and that's really hard to find. And being able to do that in a small town like Columbia is a really cool opportunity.
Awesome. So obviously, you know, these the actor and actresses that you're having casted in the film. Have you worked with them before?
I have. Abby has been in two films I've worked on. One was for a 72-hour film festival, and the other was for a class project.
Okay, cool. So has Abby specifically, I know I was looking at some other stuff she's done. So it looks like she does a lot of stage stuff possibly, or so what other stuff have they done besides, you know, films that you guys worked on with them?
Well, Abby just finished a run of Pericles with the Nashville Shakespeare Festival. Last weekend was actually their last weekend for that show. And she played the character Marina. So that was cool. I got to go and see her in that, and it was really cool seeing her on stage. Anthony, I know, has been in several commercials shot in this area, and he has a lot of experience. I don't know exactly how much he's done, but I know he has a lot under his belt, and he's excited to be on the project.
So I know you guys talked about, you know, there's perks for whoever wants to come on board and back this campaign and help you guys out. So can you kind of talk about what you guys have planned for that?
Yeah, so we want to provide the most value that we can to the people that are giving us money to make this film. And so the perks kind of range based on how much you're giving, how much you're donating. So it's everything from just a simple thank you, a shout out on our social media pages, which are kind of gaining traction as we go along and promote this. And then as all the way up to, you know, we're going to have screening just for our backers in Columbia once the film is finished. And that's one of the things that people can donate. And if they donate, they'll be able to come to that. They're also included are like copies of the film. We're going to send out an advanced screening link so that if you've donated and helped us make the film, you're going to be able to see it before we really release it and show it to other people.
So what's the plan? Have you guys basically already started? You know, when are you going to start filming this? Cause I guess not obvious, but if you don't meet your goal, are you still going to work on this project? Is it still going to move forward?
Yes. Very okay. Short answer. This project is going to be made is the goal. We have been kind of in pre-production. I think Zach sent me the first draft of the script in February. And so we've kind of been working on it since then. And we've been in really hardcore pre-production for a couple months now, doing this and kind of getting ready. With me being in Jackson, we're kind of taking a little bit slower, which is nice because that means we can iron out everything, which is really good when you're doing low budget or no budget, being able to kind of iron out all the details before we get to actual shooting. And so we're shooting in December. So we'll shoot once it's nice and cold and wet.
Yep. And then you're shooting to release this in April of next year, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That is the goal, yeah.
So on Instagram, you guys are at 5minutes_film. Is that the best way for listeners to look into this and to be able to get to your Indiegogo page and back you guys?
Yeah, that's our most popular site. We are also on Facebook and Twitter, but Instagram has our biggest following.
Beyond this film, do you guys have any plans? Do you know what you're doing? I mean,
Zachary, you're a senior. You're going to be graduating next year. So, you know, what's next for you guys once you guys finish up school?
Well, I very much want to pursue this full time once that is financially possible. I have a lot of ideas in the tank ready to go or ready to be written. And Seth and I, just a couple days ago, were talking about getting together and making something next year that we've written or are writing, or writing a feature next year, seeing if we can make that work out. We really love this and want to do this as much as possible.
Yeah. I mean, the goal after finishing every film is to make another one. And like Zach said, really just kind of pursuing this and doing what we can to make it a reality. And that's a long, hard road. But really, you know, I really like directing. I really like telling stories and working with others to tell those stories. And Zach is a phenomenal writer and producer. So being able to kind of collaborate in that respect and do everything we can to make this a reality. So yeah, definitely the goal is, after we finish this one, to start thinking about another one.
So, you know, we talked about, you know, the themes of the movies and things, but what kind of movies do you guys like personally? Or what are your favorite movies?
Ooh, that's a good one. I can go ahead because I kind of know mine. I really like stuff that connects with, like I was saying, like people to people. But I also really love escapism. I'm a huge fan of movie musicals. Singing in the Rain is up there for me. But other films like Lady Bird, which came out a couple years ago, I just think the connection there, just how beautifully it portrays that story, is great. And then Rear Window is another one for me that just the kind of story that just immerses you in the world of the film is just incomparable for me. Zach, what's your favorite movie?
Mine are kind of dispersed. it's really hard to pick one. My top three are probably somewhere around The Princess Bride, a classic, Baby Driver, a new classic, and A Quiet Place. I just think I realize that the two of those are very audio focused. Like A Quiet Place, it's all about not making a sound, and then Baby Driver, it's all about the music and him, his hearing. But I don't know. I like movies that entertain me and also make me think a little bit. And also, I really like a good gimmick. Yeah. And A Quiet Place, gosh, A Quiet Place has such a good gimmick. And it's such a good story.
Yeah, I have not. I don't think I've even heard of that movie. Is it recent?
It came out a year or two ago. It's a John Krasinski. Okay. John Krasinski directed it. And it's about a family that, like, the world was taken over by these monsters that can't see, but they hear really well. And so everybody has to be silent in order to escape them.
Interesting. It sounds like something I would be into, so I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Zachary, I don't want to assume, but you probably get back to Columbia more often than Seth does. True or false? Yeah. Okay.
Just a little bit.
Do you commute to college or do you live on campus?
I do commute. This is actually my first semester commuting. I lived on campus my first 2 years.
Okay.
Three years.
Seth, do you get home very often?
About as often as I can. Okay. It takes me about 6 hours to get back home. So it's not an every other weekend thing, but breaks when I have a couple days and every now and then. So it's a little bit in between.
Yeah. The main reason I was asking is usually on my podcast, I'll ask, you know, what's your favorite go-to place? What's your favorite hangout local, you know, whether it's, you know, Columbia area or Nashville. So do you guys have one?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of downtown Columbia. I really love, I love Muletown. I've spent a lot of time there doing homework and writing and just hanging out with people and just generally the whole downtown area. I think Duck River Books is also, like, every time I come through, that's a place to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout high school, most of my free time after, like, church and stuff was spent at either the Sonic or Chick-fil-A. Those are some pretty good times. Now it's more like Riverwalk Park or Muletown if I get a chance to stop by.
So is there anything else that you guys, you know, want to share about this project? Anything we didn't talk about?
Yeah, I mean, really, I just want to say that it's we're really excited to kind of bring this original idea and be able to make it in our hometown and in the place that we grew up, and being able to contribute to the kind of art scene that's growing there. It's a really cool opportunity, and we're really excited to make this and share it. And, you know, we want to show it in Columbia. We want to share it with our friends and family that are there. So we're excited. We really hope that people will help us make this a reality.
We already mentioned this, but if someone wants to find out, you can go to, I think the easiest is Instagram, 5minutes_film. You have a link in the bio to the Indiegogo campaign that they can go and find out more information. So thank you guys. This was
thank
awesome.
You, Chris, I wish
you guys luck on this. So it's really cool to see, you know, someone or a group of guys, you know, making a film and, you know, focusing on, you know, the local Middle Tennessee area. So it's awesome. So
yeah, thank you guys. So much for letting us do this.